On this day in 1931, the author Toni Morrison was born in Lorain, Ohio. Morrison is one of the most influential writers in American history, and after she died in 2019, the governor signed a law that officially makes February 18th Toni Morrison Day in Ohio. Libraries across the state are holding events to honor her, including in Lorain, a city on the shore of Lake Erie.
Growing up here was really important for her. I know that it informed her work.
Barb Piscopo runs the Lorain Historical Society.
She mentions that she was very encouraged in her writing and reading by the librarians. She actually worked at the Carnegie Library in Lorain, which is the building in which I work today. When she was in high school, she was a shelver. She shelved the books and often got scolded by the librarians for spending more time reading than shelving.
Years later, in 1993, Morrison won the Nobel Prize for Literature. Her novels, like The Bluest Eye and Beloved, explore themes of race, sex, identity, and violence. They are difficult themes that some local governments are still trying to block from the public eye. Just last month, a school district in Missouri banned The Bluest Eye from its libraries. In fact, Morrison's books were under attack long before she died. Here she is speaking to NPR about it in 2009.
My favorite is a letter that somebody wrote from the Bureau of Prisons. They were simply informing me that a book I had written called Song of Solomon could not be checked out by the inmates because the book might incite the inmates to riot. And I regarded that as the most extraordinary compliment, that I had actually written a book that powerful that whole prison's inmates would rise up and take the joint down.
Even in Lorain, Ohio, Barb Piscopo says that at times people have been uncomfortable recognizing the city in Morrison's books that depict violence and incest.
When you know of people who have great pride in their hometown, nobody wants to think of those things happening in your city. But I think as times have changed, people have come to understand what a powerful literary figure she was as someone coming from Lorain.